Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doyle Alexander. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dell Unser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Tidrow. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins bunts in front of the plate. Fossey fields it and throws to first for the out. Bumbrey moves to second. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball four. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Machick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Machick. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich misplays the ball. That's an error on Grich. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Fossey moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fossey scores. Nettles scores. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Oates and he is safe. McCraw steals third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 0 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Coggins moves to second. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Tidrow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick juggles the ball. That's an error on Matchick. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. Oates takes first base on ball 4. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0 for 1 in the game. Tidrow is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Baylor steals third. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Coggins. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Chambliss goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Unser is walked intentionally. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Unser moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0-for-2 in the game. Tidrow hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tidrow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss juggles the ball. That's an error on Chambliss. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Doyle Alexander. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Crowley reaches second base with a double. Oates goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields the ball and throws to Tidrow covering. Safe. Crowley moves to third. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss races to the bag and beats Coggins for the out. There's the throw to second, and Broemer drops the ball. Crowley scores. Bumbrey moves to second. One out. It's Orioles, 4, Indians, 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Grich steals second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bumbrey tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Scott now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 3 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oates hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Unser. Oates reaches second base with a double. Mickey Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 5, Indians, 5. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Unser moves to third. Kurt Bebakwa pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Eddie Watt now pitching. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Don Buford pinch hits for Al Bumbry. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair pinch hits for Rich Coggins. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Don Buford now playing left field. Paul Blair now playing center field. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 4 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 4 in the game. Fosse hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund bunts towards the mound. Mingori juggles the ball. That's an error on Mingori. Baylor moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Brohmer covering, for the out. Baylor moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. One out. Andy Echeverry pinch hits for Tommy Matchick. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson pinch hits for Johnny Oates. Ed Farmer now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Echeverry now catching. Brooks Robinson now playing third base. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rettenmund. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Nettles moves to third. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Unser is walked intentionally. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles scores. McCraw moves to third. Unser moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.